In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
I think one of the overriding purposes of this type of trip is just to continue to familiarize ourselves with China's cotton and textile industries. They are the largest buyer of U.S. cotton, and we anticipate they will continue to be a major importer of U.S. cotton. And so we feel that it's very important for all segments of the industry to understand their economic situation, what their requirements are for U.S. cotton, how we can better serve their need.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We had a chance to talk with one of the U.S. attachés in Beijing. We also had the opportunity to visit a research farm, which was located outside of Beijing, see some of their cotton production. And then from there, we traveled south. We met with one of the inspection offices that is responsible for providing inspection of all imported cotton. And then concluded with a couple of visits to textile mills and also to some of the warehouses in the Shanghai area.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
I think one of the things we found, and this is the third such trip that has occurred this with a U.S. delegation going to China, I think we continue to see some increased familiarity that goes on between the two delegations. We saw a lot of good exchange and a good dialogue between the participants, both in the U.S. delegation and in our Chinese counterparts. So that flow of information is certainly helping us to understand better concerns they have about U.S. cotton, what they like about U.S. cotton, and ways that we can serve them better. They're going to be a key as we look at where U.S. cotton is going to be shipped in the future. If we want to continue to maintain the production base that we have today, we're going to have to realize that probably 40 to 50% of U.S. cotton will go to Chinese textile mills in the future.